Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up on iPad Today, make this your office.
And pressure-sensitive pens. Is it possible? A proof of concept that says it is. Next on iPad Today. There we are, dancing like silly people. Green in the iPad. Hello, Sarah Lane.
Oh, hi, Leo. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We're back in studio after...
We are.
A somewhat less than satisfactory, in my opinion.
But we haven't seen the final product yet, so we don't even know. It might be awesome.
Could be awesome.
So what we're talking about is many of you, hopefully all of you, have seen episode one of iPad Today, which is... The newest show on the TWiT network.
And thank you for your feedback. We really appreciate
it. Yeah, I mean, it's by and large been really great. So I'm so happy that at least the idea of the show has been so well received. And the criticism is appreciated. And we're going to use it to move forward. We shot our second episode out in the field at a cafe down the road.
Which was
from
fun.
The TWiT Cottage. It was a lot of fun.
I had my coffee and I drank your coffee.
You did. And you bounced out of there.
I did. I was a little buzzed.
Like Tigger.
But you know what? What we realize is one of the things that become... I'll talk a little inside baseball here. One of the things that makes TWiT sound like TWiT, all our shows, is that we are really close mic'd. You know, we're talking into these big fat mics.
Hello.
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 And when we were out in the field, we were using traditional television lapel mics.
A little lavaliers.
And it sounded like we were in an echo chamber. And I've just, you know, become so conditioned to this sound that we have that I thought, I'm not happy with that. So we're looking at ways to do this that sound better. And people often say, why do you have these big mics and headphones on, Leo? And it's because that's what we're kind of like a radio show with pictures.
Very much so. So by the time this comes out, for the folks who are watching it live, episode two hasn't come out yet. But it will before this episode comes out. In download form. So it's we're kind of trying to catch up with ourselves and at the same time figure out what is the best format overall going forward. Maybe sometimes we're here and sometimes we're in the field.
Can I say one word? Beta. We're still working it out.
We're beta.
And this is not wine, although I've been tempted to drink heavily this week.
That would be it would kind of be screwing
it's
you.
It's maple syrup from Vermont.
Oh, yes.
It's like connoisseur maple syrup. Jeff brought those by. Thank you, Jeff Lord.
What's the difference between grade A and grade B? Not to get too off topic or anything.
Grade A would be the best.
Grade A?
And this is like private reserve.
This is awesome. Let's do pancake day.
I think we should have pancake day.
Me too. It could be today.
That's exactly
what I'd be totally
today is
fine
pancake
with that.
Day.
There is no time of day when it's too late to eat pancakes.
So the way we do this show is we have some segments. We have our app rundown where we go through a whole category of apps. We do the iPad news.
We do the iPad news. We have sort of an iPad spotlight, something that is it might be an app based, but it's something that we feel like deserves a little bit more time and discussion around it. And of course, we have a lot of feedback from all of you, videos and emails and voicemails, of which we've gotten many. And I'm really impressed by how many videos we've gotten so far, by the way. We can't put them all in each show, but keep them coming. We've really got some.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I love that stuff because it's so fun to see all of you because you can see us, but it's fun when we can see
you. We got one from Les in a tent. You want to see Les in a tent?
Yes,
I do. Better than more.
He has a theme request.
Better than more in a tent. Whoops.
That was the end.
That was the end of Less in a Tent. Now here's more in a tent.
Hey, Leo and Sarah. This is Les from Canada. I'm in a tent here. I'm actually a
Notice the bird
iPad.
Loop.
I went up to the U.S. to buy my
High-tech
own.
High-tech tent.
What I'm really interested is looking at what's kind of like regular business workflow you can do with it. Everything from bringing documents, like Word documents in, editing them, and getting them out. Especially when you're away from the office like I am, it's nice to be able to do some quick things in the field. I'm a visual artist and a new media producer. Okay, cheers.
And he has a star wipe. Anybody with a star wipe, we said automatically.
You add a star wipe, you're almost automatically going to be featured on the show. Unless it's, I don't know. I'm sure there are reasons that a star wipe wouldn't get on the show, but... For now, it's your in. It's an automatic in.
If any stuffed animals involved, we may not use it. So, you know, I think one of the things that I really have said from day one with the iPad, and I haven't seen any reason to change this, is it's primarily a content consumption device. In fact, we're going to show a program that's just amazing for content consumption.
Yes.
But what he wants to do is more content creation. And I am seeing people, there's a guy on Twitter, iPad student, I think he's called, who's trying a whole year in college without anything but an iPad. I see journalists, Julio Ojeda Zapata from Minneapolis was on the road covering stories with just an iPad. It's an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hard. I think a laptop is still a better choice.
In fact, we did get a couple of emails that are about this, pretty much the same topic, from folks asking, could I just get by with an iPad? I don't have another computer, and I love the idea of this. It's just that much more portable.
First thing you'd need is a Bluetooth keyboard, I think. And those work really well. The Apple Bluetooth keyboard, any Bluetooth keyboard, will pair with the iPad. And then if you have a stand, as I have here, you can put the iPad in front of you. You can use the keyboard. But then you've kind of duplicated a laptop, and I'm not sure if...
Yeah, it becomes a small monitor.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly you've gained anything. This is the first application you're going to get. Almost everybody gets it. For a long time, was the best-selling application on the iPad, and it's of course Pages, which is Apple's program. You can see this is a graduation speech I gave at Abby's high school graduation. I wrote it and read it from my iPad. That's why the text is so big. It actually makes a great teleprompter. We're seeing a lot of people do that. You can import Microsoft Office documents. You can export it. You'll lose some formatting. It's not perfect, but it gets the job done.
I have heard a few complaints with importing and exporting, and it does. You do lose some form, and there are certain documents that just don't come in and out very well, and so that's been frustrating for folks. Well, but I think something simple like a speech, I mean, right. It's not like
Coming in and out is the issue, because you don't have access to a file system. So once you create the document on your iPad, you can mail it, you can share it via iWork. If you're in the Mac space and you're using Pages on the Macintosh and iWork.com, which is free, that makes it a lot easier to... That's, in fact, how I got this document in and out. But you can also export, and it has three formats, including .doc, the Word format. Something as simple as what I just wrote will export fine in .doc. Then you'll have to hook it up to iTunes, and you'll have to pick it up out of iTunes.
So that's where it gets clunky.
It's really clunky.
It's just not... It's okay. It'll work. But imagine if you were a student, for example, and there are so many documents that you're creating, and perhaps even spreadsheets or something for a speech or whatever, something that's PowerPoint-ish. The whole being able to sync stuff is really important, especially if you're in a bunch of different places.
I think a lot of people are trying hard, because it's $500 and Apple doesn't make a netbook, to make this into a netbook. It isn't. I think if you want a laptop, get a laptop. There's a rumor that Apple's doing a new lightweight, slim, small laptop. Maybe they will. The iPad is not really the best for that. It does have, by the way, Numbers, which is the analog of Numbers on the Macintosh. It reads and writes Excel just as Pages does. It has Keynote, which, if you ask me, is actually better than PowerPoint on the Macintosh. This doesn't have all of the features of Keynote on the Macintosh, but it's still pretty good.
Especially for people who are forced to use PowerPoint. Boy, do they love to complain about PowerPoint.
Right.
And so Keynote is actually more of a pleasant experience, in my opinion.
Right.
And yeah, so it's like Pages is the Microsoft Word. Numbers is the... Excel, and then Keynote is the PowerPoint.
If you want a database, there's Bento, which is quite good. You can make databases, but you need a Mac for that. Or FileMaker now has an iPhone app, which I imagine you could also use on the
And each
iPad.
Of these is $10. So it's a $30 bundle, at least for the three that we've shown, which is not out of the question.
Right.
But you're paying for each one separately. So
there's
if you
nice
really
transitions.
Only want... if you're not doing a lot of number crunching, you don't necessarily need Numbers. They are sold separately, I guess, for that reason.
I'll be honest.
Or just to make a little bit more money.
I, probably like everybody else who got an iPad early on, bought all three for $30. My recommendation at this point is, if you don't think you need it, wait.
Right.
Because I've never used them. or very, actually, shouldn't say never. You saw I wrote a speech in it, but very rarely used.
But then again, we've got laptops and all sorts of other computers right. that we use. So for somebody who's got nothing, sure, you can make it work, but you'll kind of have to be creative. Unless that's all you've got, and then maybe it won't even seem creative. It'll just seem real. But there are a couple other options that folks have. Documents to Go and QuickOffice are both, I kind of bundle them together because they're the same price. They're both $15. And they both do very similar things, which is the ability to import, create and edit, and export Microsoft Office compatible documents. So that's Word and PowerPoints and Excel spreadsheets and the whole thing. And, you know, for example, by the way, when you see that little dot on the screen, that's sort of mirroring where my finger has been.
Oh, I didn't know we had that capability.
Well, I installed it because last time we did the show.
No, you couldn't tell what was
said,
going on.
Well, where's, yeah. You know, it's weird without the hand. Right. It's not perfect because, of course, the dot comes after I've already touched it. It doesn't know where I'm going to be, but it's better than nothing, I feel like.
We've jailbroken Sarah's iPad, and we're using a program from Cydia that does it.
It looks like the Windows we know and hate,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
You know, you can't. Documents to Go has been around for all the platforms. Every phone has a Documents to Go version for it, and it works pretty much. If you've used Documents to Go from DataViz, you've used this program.
Exactly. And for the record, QuickOffice came before Documents to Go, and they both do very similar things. You know, you have access to, like, Dropbox, Google Docs, which Google Docs almost seems, I don't even need it so much anymore, as long as I can edit stuff within Google Docs. That works out pretty well. MobileMe. So there are a few options that you have with either of these programs. But when you look at the user recommendations, at least people who have rated each of the programs, people seem to like Documents to Go a lot more. At least over the last month, because QuickOffice came out first. Documents to Go is just in the last month. So
for a long time, you couldn't edit Google Docs in a lot of these programs. And I think I've noticed that I can edit Google Docs now in Safari. And I think that's something Google added.
Yeah. In fact, we noticed it last week by accident.
So that's really good news.
Yeah.
I personally think if you're using a device like this, which is really a network computer, do it in the cloud. Do it in Google Docs, as long as you can edit in Google Docs. And it looks like you can with Safari now. So that's really probably all you need. And you, of course, can upload your Office Docs to Google Docs. It'll read and write those. So that's a free way to get that done. And I think a good solution.
Yeah. So thanks to Les in the tent for giving us a reason
was
to check
really
out some
tent?
Office. He wasn't in a tent. In fact, he admitted it to me. I'm sorry, Les, I'm calling you out. You're Canadian. I can't help it.
He's nice. He'll apologize.
He was super cool. I think I really... he had me kind of fooled. I was like, that's a weird... Boy, that bird sure sounds like it's on a loop. Oh, it is a bird loop.
It's
oh,
a
there's
bird
a star
in a loop.
Wipe.
Birds always sound like they're in a loop. So this is a spreadsheet in Google Docs. And look, I can open it. The keyboard comes up. I can edit it now. So hallelujah. I think that's probably the best solution.
It's a little overwhelming with all of the containers.
Yeah, but you can zoom in and do that.
But it's there.
Yeah. So I think that's huge.
Totally.
That's a huge step forward.
Absolutely.
There's our recommendation if you are wanting to use Office. Probably save some money.
Office on the go.
$10 to $15 for each of those. Use Google Docs for free. Now,
right.
We've got links to everything that we just talked about.
We do. So let's talk about what's going on.
Let me tell them where first. Twit.tv/IPT.
Yeah.
It's kind of, we set them up, but we didn't knock them down.
Leo and I, we've usually got very good rhythm. We still have to figure out our rhythm on the show.
I think we probably shouldn't drink before the show.
Really?
Well, not maple syrup anyway. Twit.tv/IPT or email iPadToday@twit.tv.
And we can't answer every email, but I do, or Leo, or both of us, will read them. So don't think that you're going unheard. Not everybody can be featured, but everybody's being read.
And we're watching the chat room because we're live when we record this show, and already the chat room's saying, all right, but how do you print from the iPad? We'll do that next week.
Let's do that next week.
I will show you some really...
It's a chat room request.
Funky ways of doing it, but you can do it.
I'm making a note right now.
Printing from the chat room. She's doing that printing. On a laptop, not on her iPad.
Printing from...
So let's talk about the iPad news, things that have happened over the past week.
A week or so.
Given how long this show has taken to get out, it could be last month's news at this point.
Who knows? One of the most interesting stories is that iPads didn't outsell Macs in Apple's Q3 for 2010, but they almost did. And that, you know, what's
huge.
Weird is when I first saw this story, I went,
huge.
Well, hold on a second, because we're in Q3 right now. So Apple kind of has a weird way of announcing their earnings. You might know more about that than me, because we're not done with the earnings yet.
Oh, yeah. You know, so fiscal year is always different. Yeah. Microsoft just wrapped up its fiscal year. It announced its fourth quarter results.
So it goes by companies.
It's whatever your fiscal year is. But a quarter is ending, one quarter. And Apple had a fantastic quarter, the best quarter they've had, I think, in a long, long time.
Yeah, for everything. They sold 3.27 million iPads during the quarter, which was only about 200,000 fewer units than their entire Mac division. So that's like, I mean, if you think about Macs, that's MacBooks, Mac Pros, Mac Minis,
Mac Desktops.
You said that.
Yeah, it's all of them.
It's, I mean, that is a lot. I understand that, you know, if you buy a Mac Pro, it's going to set you back so much that maybe...
Yeah, unit sales is different from volume, you know, from dollar volume.
Right.
It's still pretty good.
But it's kind of amazing. Yeah. And you feel like this is sort of a non... I mean, imagine if it was over the holidays. I mean, iPads would have blown past Macs by a large margin.
Another story that was getting a lot of attention is Flipboard. Have you played with Flipboard? Robert Scoble kind of broke this story. And in fact, Robert, I saw, was today apologizing. He said, I didn't break Flipboard. I still can't sign into Flipboard. I've been trying for the last 2 days to sign into my Twitter account. It says, login failed. Flipboard is currently over capacity. Please try adding your Twitter account later.
Well, you know what happened is that so many people were trying to link up their Facebook and their Twitter accounts, and the request just brought everything to a halt. So rather than having a broken system, now the rest of us are just on a waiting list. However, I have had a chance to play around with Flipboard, and I have to say, it's amazingly cool, except that I worry it's a little bit of a novelty. Isn't this a pretty magazine way to read tweets kind of thing? And that's not because I don't think it's a great idea. I think it's an excellent idea. I just don't know, at least for my own style and the way that I like to do things, this kind of visually beautiful approach. I like it, and then I kind of forget about.
Now, if I could log into Twitter, you would see commentary from Twitter here that we could participate in. Just, you know, kind of annotating the article I'm reading. There's a thumbs up that I again would need to be in.
Well, you
Twitter
know what's weird
use.
About that thumbs up too is that that's the Facebook like icon, but you know what it is? It favorites something from Twitter.
Right.
It's so Flipboard is it looks really neat, but there are some sort of strange quirks that don't make a lot of sense.
I don't know.
Well,
what
hello, man on right.
Look at me now. Look at the man on the right now. Look at me. You don't want to look like me. You better stop eating those donuts today.
Somebody in our chat room is saying, I think Flipboard is very gimmicky. You know what is what isn't gimmicky
There's
about Flipboard
tweets.
And what's great about it is that, so you think of this, you know, this beautiful visual representation, right? You know what this is really good for?
What?
Is Facebook lists. Because lists are something that are underused by a lot of people. And I go into, you know, I kind of hate going over there. They're sort of in the right rail and they're not wowing me all that much, but the information is wonderful. And, you know, you can make lists out of whatever kind of topic or group of people you want. You don't even have to follow them. So what if you were to launch your iPad list, for example, and you've got a couple hours to chill on the couch and read it Flipboard style? That's really cool.
This underlines what I was saying, which is this is all about consumption, not creation. In fact, you really can't participate too much. You can comment on stuff and favorite as we pointed out, but this is really about browsing in a very attractive way through the content from your Twitter and Facebook feeds.
Exactly. I also think it's interesting how, I know Robert Scoble had the first, I guess it was the exclusive story, and then everybody else, pretty much, you know, every publication and everyone on Twitter for like 12 hours, it's all anyone was talking about, or at least in my circle of friends. And it's amazing. And then the whole thing got brought down because too many people were accessing it at the same time. But I also found this with the Wired app, and
a lot of hype. Huh?
A lot of hype, and it peaks so quickly, and then no one ever talks about it again. And I guess that's sort of an internet meme kind of a style that we're all used to. but it's a little, I don't know, I find it somewhat discouraging because things get so much attention, so much, and it's almost like people think they're supposed to give it a lot of attention, and then they stop using it. And I worry about that a little bit with Flipboard, but we'll see.
Breaking news, We Rule has added 5 more levels and some new buildings. It's very, very exciting. So if you're, you know, I cannot believe
you just slipped this in.
I snuck it in. I did not tell you ahead of time because I knew you'd stop me.
Yeah.
You know, Eileen, Tom's wife, plays this, and apparently she, like me, got to level 30 and has done everything you could possibly do. And we're trying to decide, well, do we keep playing this game or is it over? And lo and behold, look what they do. They give us new stuff. The level cap raised to level 35. There's the coach in. 5 new crops, by the way, the sunflowers, fantastic. And the red dragon lair. Just thought I'd pass that along.
The only reason I give you grief is because I don't play it and I feel a little bit left out. That's really the only reason. And I don't feel like I have time to get into it. So it's one of those things. I feel the same way about all games. And you're a little weird about it.
I'm a little embarrassed.
And that.
We're going to do a Plants vs. Zombies strategy guide too. Uh-huh. And Angry Birds soon. As soon as I figure out how to win that one. That's a tough game. You play Angry Birds?
Mm-mm. Very soon.
One more section we want to introduce on the show. It's our wine of the week.
Yeah. And too bad we don't actually have wine because we could clink. We could cheers to our wine. We could have some cheese. Oh, this could be really fun. We've got a bone to pick.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of apps that for some reason do not make iPad versions available. But why Foursquare? Why?
Why Foursquare? And so what we're talking about is, at first, I had heard through my little grapevine, oh, there's a new Foursquare app for the iPad, because initially, Foursquare was just an iPhone app. And, you know, when you launch it in the iPad, and it's the same thing as an iPhone, and you can make it 2 times its size, but then it'll be all grainy, and
like,
it just doesn't work.
It's like Skype. It's like...
It's not ready. It's not ready.
No.
Especially because all, you know, with the apps that are ready, there's just no comparison. And GoWalla has had an iPad app for a while. Mm-hmm. I happen to use Foursquare more regularly. So I've been like, okay, GoWalla, that's great. That's cool. They've got some new features, but waiting for the Foursquare app. So somebody said, oh, new Foursquare app. I said, oh, great. Well, it turns out it's not an iPad app at all. It's an app that has been updated for iOS 4, which is
more
good.
Higher res, that's, but no iPad.
That's fine.
So
that's,
I think every
happy
week
about that.
We're going to whine about an app that should have been updated for the iPad months ago and is still just iPhone.
Many moons. Why Foursquare? I mean, Foursquare is kicking tush right now.
Gowalla's got an iPad app. But Gowalla's got a very nice iPad
app. It certainly does.
Why not Foursquare?
I don't know. I wonder sometimes about certain apps that they seem like such a slam dunk, and they knew that the iPad was coming. And I'm not saying they're not busy doing other things. Who am I to say what Foursquare should be doing with their time and energy?
As long as we're going to say that, let's say Yelp, same thing, Yelp.
Yeah.
Still the little, what the hell is that?
What's up, Yelp?
What's up, Yelp?
We're whining about you, too.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's not, and the other, I mean, there's a secondary whine that's tied into it, which is people who charge extra for the iPad version instead of making a universal version, which they could very easily do.
Exactly.
And something like, you know, there's some companies that have done such a nice job with this. In fact, I won't tease anything.
Or charge extra, but make sure that the extra features really are going to wow us.
Sling Player.
I want to be wowed.
Sling Player. Now, this is another thing. They're going to do, they already do an iPhone app. They're going to do a great iPad app. I'm convinced of this.
Sling Player?
Sling Player. But it's not out yet. We're still waiting.
Sling Player.
It's okay. Enough whining.
All right. I like whining, though.
Let's spotlight something that people have been begging for on the iPad. I didn't think it was possible.
Yeah. Are we going to run it?
I'll set this.
So what we do on every show is we try to spotlight something that's, you know, maybe it's an app, but more of a trend or just kind of a neat thing that we've come across. It's not so much a news item, but something that requires a little bit more discussion, or at least invites a little bit more. And this time, it's pressure-sensitive drawing. And what happened is somebody named Chris, and thanks so much, Chris, emailed us to say, hey, you guys, there's this company called 101 Design, and they're trying to get Apple to lift their API restrictions, which they have a little bit, but not enough, to allow for pressure sensitivity when touching the iPad, you know, for drawing or that kind of thing.
See, I didn't even think it was possible. Because
they made a video showing that it's possible.
Wow. Let's see. This is from 101 Design. I use this pen, by the way. Their little capacitance pen. It's really great. So there's an iPad.
This is a technical demonstration of pressure-sensitive drawing on an iPad using the Pogo Sketch.
I love the Pogo Sketch, but as
far
as
I can
tell,
it's
not.
We all know the iPad is great for
sketching. Yeah, so it's the same company who makes Pogo Sketch.
But it could be even
better. So they know, they're drawing.
They're also able to respond to pen pressure. 10-1 Design has created a demo application to show this in action. I'll launch it now. Now first, I'll draw normally on the display. Nothing special here.
So this makes sense. We're used to
now
this.
Now I'll start changing the pressure.
Ooh.
What happens when he...
You can see
drawing more lightly.
Yeah.
With the amount of pressure that I place on the stylus.
I didn't think the iPad could do this, to be honest. You know, Wacom's tablets do this. But I just didn't think that that capability was built into the iPad.
It exists.
Now it would be even more useful to configure the iPad so it only detects
You know what they
the
also do, too, and they're about to show you, is if you've got...
Not ever
your
finger.
Palm resting on
right. That's
you know,
a problem.
Lefties, we know all about this.
Right.
Especially, they're able to.
That's easy to do.
Really great.
Just say you can only one thing at a time.
That allows you to rest your hand on the display while you draw or take notes.
Mm-hmm. Palm rejection.
Isn't it great?
This has nothing to do with the Pilot.
10-1 Design plans.
So what's interesting about
this
I think, is
free software
that. Not only is this stuff capable, but 10-1 Design, in a very polite way, of course, is kind of saying, hey, Apple, you know, not to put the pressure on you too much or anything, but we're going to put together a video and get people excited about this possibility because we don't really understand why you shouldn't be allowing us to do this.
Well, and they've made a library available, so if Apple would approve this, others could do it. Now, Yoshitoshi has a video. This is another video you want to look at, right?
Yeah. So this is
explain this one.
Reggie also from our email. Thank you, Reggie. Send us a link to this video, which is this amazing video. It's going to go on a little bit, so we
Wait,
can kind of see.
Minutes.
We can kind of see him starting, and then we can go to the middle. But he is using a program called Live Sketch. Some of you might be familiar with Live Sketch. And what this is, you know, it's kind of a sketching program and it's good for artists and that sort of thing. And he is super talented. So he's drawing this kind of anime character. And if you flip through a little bit, you can see.
He's doing this with his fingers.
He's doing this with his fingers. And you go, and you kind of go,
Ooh,
well,
look at that.
Isn't
wow.
this like a pressure sensitive thing? But you know what? It isn't. Because what he has to do is when he draws a line.
He's using his long,
The
ugly
line is just, it's like a series of black. Small little slashes, right? So when he wants to draw something that's darker, he actually has to go back over it several times. He's coloring it in. So this is amazing, but imagine how much more control. I know, he's amazing. He would have so much more control if he was able to use pressure sensitivity. So it's just a good example. I mean, this guy, I'm sure he would... I know, it's mesmerizing. I don't know how people can draw so well. I'm jealous.
So what the takeaway for me that blows me away is that there is pressure capability in the iPad that is just not turned on by Apple.
It's just not turned on by Apple, and
turn it on, Apple.
Turn it on. Well, they've got their reasons, I suppose, but they their private API.
It's interesting,
thing, but
it's really interesting.
I
thought it was
like
a hardware
that,
issue.
You know, for me, I kind of look at the video and I go, "Oh, well, that's neat," but. I don't know. I guess I don't really care one way or another. But for someone who's actually talented, who can make a living or certainly at least have a great hobby sketching something on their iPad, I would love the more options, the better, especially for some guy who's clearly talented and able to draw anime characters. So make it happen, Apple. That's our request.
We got to move on quickly because Tech News Today is coming up quickly. Let's go to our feedback from you great viewers again. You can email iPadToday@twit.tv. We have a voicemail number, too. We've got some voicemails, but none we can use yet. 757-504-iPad.
iPad. Yeah, we have gotten voicemails. So the people who have written in, don't worry. You're great. Try to keep them a little shorter. Some of you have told us a lot about yourselves, and it's awesome. But for the format of this, try to keep it 30 seconds or under. That's usually a good place to start. We did get an email from Luke. He's a very active Mac Rumors forum member, and he's got a couple of Well, he sent us a link, and we'll put it in the show notes. That's a great thread that has all sorts of iPad tips and tricks.
This is just, so cool.
Yeah, if you got it.
We're going to steal some of these.
Yeah. For example, I didn't know three of these. Did you know that if you flick up on the comma when you're typing something in, you get an apostrophe?
Yes, and if you...
How did you know?
Yes, there's actually a few of those. We should do Mac keyboard or iPad keyboard shortcuts because there's a few of these. There's one I use all the time. Let me just start a text file so I can show you.
Here. I didn't realize that, and the apostrophe is one of my pet peeves because it's otherwise somewhat hard to get to, and we have a lot of contractions in our English language anyway.
So if you do that and you just drag it up, you'll get an apostrophe like that.
Yeah, and you can even kind of flick quicker than that.
Yeah, I just was doing it slowly, they didn't think I was mysterious.
Right. Did you know if you're up, let's say you're going to enter something in the URL window, did you know that if you hold down the .com key, that you'll also get some other options?
I did not know. Let's try that right now. So we're in Safari.
You go into Safari and then you go up, into just the URL section there.
And we stop it before the porn site loads. And then I just start typing.
So hold down .com, the button.
And look, you get .edu, .com, .org, and .net.
Yeah. And I hope someday somebody, there's some hacks to it.
You got to try pressing all of these buttons. Laura.
I know. There's all these little secrets underneath there.
Yeah.
The last tip of many, he sent us quite a few, but we don't have time for all of them. You have to read the thread for yourself. Did you know that the space bar will accept a 2-finger space, a 3-finger space, up to 6 fingers at a time? So you can almost use it like a tab, where you're tabbing more than one space at a time.
So if you hit 6 fingers, it gives you six...
6 spaces.
Wait a minute. Okay, there's 1 space. There's 2 spaces. There's 3. There's 4 spaces. How do I do 6 fingers?
Well, you have to use your 6.
Wow.
You have to use a hand and a finger.
Wow.
I know. It's kind of neat. I couldn't think off the top of my head when I would use that with any regularity, but I like that I can.
That is just bizarre.
It is.
You could use that I use a program called, I think, Markup for... doing web stuff, and you do need tabs sometimes to clean things up, so you could use that in your PHP programming to put a little tab in there. That's very cool.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So we've just now found a practical solution. So thanks to Luke, you rock, you to bomb from Mac Rumors forums. I like the Mac Rumors forum, so hi to all of you.
Yeah, so this is a special section on the Mac forums, iPhone, iPod, and iPad, the iPad tips and tricks.
Thread. I love forum tips and tricks threads. It reminds me of the screensavers days. I used to get so many great ideas from smart people in forums who like to tinker around all day. So use our people. We've got a video from Anthony. I call him Anthony the Daredevil. Because he is a daredevil.
He's crazy. This guy is insane.
In fact, I would explain it, but he explains it for us.
Well, let's let Anthony hit the road with iPad today.
Hi, Leo and Sarah. I just wanted to show you how I use my iPad and work together. I found the ultimate solution for entertainment. I do a lot of driving, and I think this has to be the best thing to ever happen to me, and I'd like to show you. It's a bit ghetto, the setup, but hopefully I can find another solution pretty fast. It's a iPad meets Twit network meets smart car. There you go.
Jailbreak. Yeah. What I'd love to see.
What?
Hey. Who are those? How did he?
That's not right.
Who? That is dangerous.
That sounds very dangerous.
Those people are very good looking, though.
So your shows provide me with hours of entertainment.
And that's why it's so distracting.
On my daily route through the company.
Very good looking.
Anyways,
but really, I applaud him, and I also don't know if I should, because...
No, don't do this at home.
Don't try it. Don't do this in the comfort of your own car, because...
You can listen to the show. You don't have to
watch
it.
You can listen to the show. And I actually, the weird thing about iPad today is we have gotten a few complaints from people going, the audio version is... It's not really very fun to listen to.
We haven't figured that out yet.
This is a visual show. I mean, these are apps.
What are you going to do?
And the iPad is, you're looking at it and you're touching it, and it's very hard to convey at least a good 75% of the show audio only. So we will do our best. In the meantime, Anthony, keep your eyes on the road.
Lepton in our chat room is telling me that it is, in fact, not pressure sensitivity. But by the way the Pogo pen works, it's got, you know, like a little puff ball on the end of it, capacitive puff ball. When he presses harder, more of the puff is on the screen. So what that software is doing is it's seeing how much of the ball is on the screen. So the less...
So it's virtual pressure sensitivity.
That makes sense to me, because I thought there's no way they'd put pressure sensitivity into the hardware and then not enable it. That wouldn't make any sense.
Ew, curious. So, makes sense.
Yeah. Time for our app caps.
Put on your app cap, Leo.
I'm going to
Because
get
it's
one.
Time to get fezzy up in this bee.
Getting fizzy with it.
Yeah.
Thanks to Fezzorama for our Fezzes, for our App Cap Awards. Our App Cap Awards are our pick of the week for software. And ladies first, Sarah Lane.
For my App Cap, Leo, I decided that all too often, apps are made for humans. iPads are popular with the humans. You know, Apple sold many of them in Q3 2010. Millions, in fact.
Millions.
But what about all of the felines out there who might want an app for themselves?
Oh, dear.
No one thinks of the felines, and that's why I like a free app called Meowmania.
Let's see it. Oh, dear.
This is a good time.
It's an iPhone app.
It's an iPhone app, but...
Can you rotate it?
Well, you'll see that if you just go 2 times its size, it works just fine.
Okay. I don't know if you can hear the meows, but I could provide some meows. What is it, that's it? That's all it does?
What do you mean that's all it does, Leo? You're not wowed?
What is your cat like about that?
Well, nothing, actually. I tried this with my cats at home. Here's what it does. There are cat heads. If you just press once, you get a cat.
Yeah.
If you press once and do a little...
Oh, look at Ozzy's. Ozzy's enjoying it.
Ooh, Ozzy likes it.
Yeah.
Ooh, like the cuties. If you press and do a little flip of the hand, you start getting a spinning cat. Or you can do a really quick spinning cat.
Oh, dear. You're pathetic.
I know. Totally pathetic. But here's the thing,
actually, you're not as pathetic as the person who wrote this.
Listen, there are cat people out there in the world who think this is just peachy. Worst app ever. Rick in the chat room doesn't get it.
Wait a minute. I got a worse app. Person. This is a worse app. It's called Cat Piano. I've showed this before. Different kinds of cats of all different kinds and species. I'll put the angelic meow.
I'm sorry, Leo, but your cat piano holds no candle to Meowmania. I'm sorry. There's just no way.
All right, I'm going to give my app cap award right now. Maybe I can redeem us. Actually, credit goes to Don McAllister of Screencasts Online for this pick. It's Usfora. It is, and I know everybody's always looking for what is the best Twitter app for the iPad. Usfora is both on the iPhone and the iPad, and they did a version just for the iPad, and it is gorgeous. It is really easy to use. They've updated it so that the landscape mode now is even better. Oh, let me turn off the screen lock so it'll rotate for you. So these are the tweets. You click on a tweet in the landscape mode. Watch what happens if you click on a tweet. You click on a tweet, it opens a box on the right. I said it opens a box on the... Hello? Oh, well.
Maybe that's something that you have to...
What happened? It used to do that.
Maybe there's a...
You could find out more about the... I think it's a beautiful app. Lots of settings, lots of features. I've got the auto-rotate on. I've got the refresh scroll to newest. Unread badges. There's all sorts of... Oh, there it is. Split view was turned off. There we go. It really does a nice job.
Aww. Meowmania is looking pretty good, isn't it, Leo?
There it is. Thank you. Finally. So when you click on one, you could see it in detail. You could click it. I just think this is a really nice application for reading tweets.
I've seen another app that does this. It's the name's escaping me, but the icon is kind of an egg.
Yeah, Twittolator.
Twittolator
is good. This, I think, uses the... real estate a little bit better. If you hate dark, you can also get a light theme. I know that was a little ugly. It has so many nice features. This is, you know, here's the Follow Friday feature. You can do an automatic Follow Friday from the people you follow.
Good grief.
This is just...
Don't abuse that one.
It's a power tool for tweeters. I really, really enjoy it. Of course, when you create a new tweet, it's got the full range of things, including what I'm listening to right now. You can embed stuff from your photo albums. At replies loads all your contacts in to make it easier. Here's the random friend follow Friday thing. Get out of there. Oh, it's I have too many people. There we go. Look at that. A random follow Friday. How about that? Location, of course. Hashtags. It remembers all your previous hashtags. It does built-in link reduction here. It is just fantastic.
Should I follow Pee Wee Herman? Is he an interesting tweeter?
No.
Okay.
So there you have it. Look at these. Look at all these. If you're looking at a tweet and you want to retweet it, all of these things that you could do with this. This is just fantastic. It is my current favorite. Thanks to Don McAllister for recommending it. It recently got updated and it's even better. OSFORA. Osfora. Watch. This is the nearby map. It shows you where we are and tweets nearby. I mean, this just really is a spectacular application. Lots of really
come on by and buy us a gin and tonic or something.
Yeah,
you
can
play with Mao Mania with me if you know you're not.
You're really tied
a snob.
To that, aren't you? Osfora is $3.99. There's a $2.99 version for the iPhone. I use that as well. OSFORA. Osfora HD.
Or double OSFORA.
No, I think it's 1 O.
Osfora.
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 No, I believe it's Osfora.
Okay.
Or Osfora. I don't know what it means. I think it's Arabic for something.
Oh, I see. It's written two different ways. Osfora.
Oh, I misspelled it in
Osfora.
The Osfora.
I like the name. You know,
what do you use for your Twitter app on the iPad?
You know, I'm using the Twitter app, the old Tweety, and I just blow it up. Because
that's really pathetic. You need to get this. I'll give you $3.
Okay.
Please do me a favor.
It's $4. Really?
I'll give you $3.99.
Give me $3.99 and I'll play.
Yeah, watch.
No, it sounds good. I think the inventive Twitter apps are one of the best things for iPad. It's just a matter of getting it into your daily routine.
Well, as you know, actually, I don't post directly onto mark all tweets red. By the way, I'll keep track of unread tweets.
Mm-hmm,
I don't post to Twitter directly. I use Buzz because I'm a big Buzz fan. But if you need Twitter, this is it. This is really fantastic. Let's see what people are saying about, you know. Oh, here's a shortcut. People know this probably.
Not everyone. I only learned this recently.
Click the top, the time up there. In almost all applications, it'll scroll to the top.
Oh, and it's so helpful. I had no idea.
Jimmy says, hey, iPad.
Oh, hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy Twit 3. No, I don't care.
Lito wants you to host Mac Break Weekly because I'm not enough of a Mac fanboy anymore.
Oh, okay.
Don't root your Droid X.
I prefer fan Lady of the Night. If you can call me that, we're great friends already.
All right, can I take this dumb cap off? That's our app cap of the week. Meow Mania is free, and you get what you pay for.
Listen, app caps are all in the eye of the beholder.
All right.
You got a cat. It's at least worth 5 minutes of fun.
Do you take suggestions for app caps?
Of course. If you have an app cap that you want to suggest to us, there's a lot of ways that you can write us, get a hold of us. You can write us an email at iPadToday@twit.tv. Of course, you can leave us a voicemail, 757-504-iPad. And of course, for extra points, as you can see, we tend to feature them. Send us a video so that we can see you and we can learn more about you. And it's all about you.
No, it's all about Mew. Mew, Mew, Mew. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time on iPad Today.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, dear.